We have on the line English correspondent. We're going to talk about the royal family. His name is Brandon Beeder, and we're going to talk to him. He's also a UK immigration expert. We're going to talk to him about not Harry and Sally, but Harry and Meghan. Good afternoon to you, Brandon. Thank you for being with us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
A great pleasure. I hope you and all your listeners are doing well, and happy New Year to you all.
So, South Africa has been spellbound by the news that Harry and Meghan are going to relocate, part of the time at least, to Canada.
Absolutely. Wow. Well,
give us the background story.
And there was an equal surprise, in fact, for the Queen, and senior royals and officials at Buckingham Palace were rather angry, apparently, because, they didn't advise the Queen in advance, and this has brought a lot of upset. Of course, one has to always check with the boss, and in this particular case, apparently that was left out and a rather serious omission.
So can I just read to you what Piers Morgan was supposed to have said? I'm quoting from RT.
Absolutely.
Spiteful treachery. Piers Morgan brands Harry and Meghan spoilt brats after their retreat from royal life. How is this going down amongst the British populace?
Well, there's been a lot of upset, but interestingly, there's also been a degree of support and sympathy. Of course, people say, look, there's been a certain vulnerability that's emerged in recent times, with Harry particularly now opening up about mental health issues and being actually the forerunner, interestingly, in mental health charities, which he's been lauded for. But the problem is, they say, look, he's had a tough time since the passing of his mum. He had a lot of responsibilities to take on. He's been in the limelight. There's been a lot of press, problems with the paparazzi, particularly in respect of himself and Meghan. And of course, very much affected by what happened to his mother, where the paparazzi ultimately were seen as the demons. So there's a lot of history there. And I suspect that there's going to be a lot of debate about whether this is a good thing or not. But a lot of traditional royalists feel very let down. They feel, look, he can't have it both ways. He can't be in the forefront, be the man within the palace, so to speak, but at the same time be leading an independent life, earning money independently. Of course, there are lots of people who are very upset from a taxation perspective, because we do pay an enormous amount relating to the upkeep of the monarchy, and this is seen as worthwhile in most cases, but people are questioning it in this particular instance.
Wow. I mean, let's be real. The guy's what? He's sixth in line. It's not as though he's, you know, going to be appointed next. You know,
absolutely.
This guy should be entitled to some kind of life, I would have thought. Brandon, thank you so much for speaking to us. We really appreciate it, especially at such late notice. That was Brandon Beeder, our London correspondent and UK immigration expert and specialist. Thank you for speaking to us. We really appreciate it.